Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
So, Dad, tell me about your childhood.
I was born in 1978 in Waterloo, Iowa, November 24th. And I grew up in Waterloo, and I went to Blessed Sacrament Grade School and Columbus High School. And then when I graduated from high school, I joined the Army, and that's when I met your mom, and we started our life together as adults, and then we started to start our family and move away from Waterloo, and then we went to Decorah in Texas, and now we're here.
So, I've always wondered, where was Pershing born?
Pershing?
Yeah.
Pershing was born in Decorah, Iowa, in 2010. Do you know where you were born?
Was I born in Texas?
Arlington, Texas, in 2014.
So, basically, I was born in Texas.
Yeah, you were born in Texas. That's when we lived down there, because we moved all over for the Army. You want to ask me about my siblings and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many siblings do you have?
I have one, Uncle Mike. And he was born in 1982, so he's about 3 or 4 years younger than me, just like you are to Pershing. And he was born in Waterloo, too. And he lives in Georgia right now, because he went down there with the Army when he was in the Army.
Do you have, like, another family member that joined the Army?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, that's the only sibling I have, but Grandpa Lawson was in the Army. Your great-grandpa Lawson was in the Navy for a little bit. Great-grandpa Tuve, that's Grandma Lawson's dad. He was in the Army in World War II. A bunch of uncles were in Vietnam and Korea. Yeah, so lots of military service in our family.
Did you know that if you get hurt in the Army, you might get a Purple Heart medal?
Yep. So, you know, the Warriors, the Kansas City Warriors that I run, a lot of those guys have Purple Hearts. You know Mr. Crispy?
Yeah.
You know Crispy? He has a Purple Heart. Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of my friends have Purple Hearts. I was lucky I didn't get hurt.
I know the second war that happened.
Which one?
The Civil War.
Oh, the Civil War? Yeah, after the American Revolution?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's some other smaller ones in there, but that was a pretty big one.
Do you know that we had a veteran come and visit our school?
I didn't know that.
His name is Mr. Mackey.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
He got a Purple Heart medal.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us the first war, and I got the second war, right? Silver War. I was going to say the Civil War for the first war.
Civil. But it's a civil war.
I said that.
Oh, okay. It's like C-I-V-I-L, civil.
I got it right. I was going to guess the first one was a Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But not no more.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about our family? Do you want to hear about Grandma and Grandpa Lawson?
Yeah, sure.
So Grandma Lawson, before she met Grandpa Lawson, her last name was Tuve. Right? And she was born in Waterloo, Iowa, and not too far from the house that I lived in growing up, so pretty close. And they met, Grandma Lawson met Grandpa Lawson while she was going to college in Iowa Falls, Iowa. Grandpa Lawson is from Alden, Iowa, which is a little small town next to Iowa Falls. And they were out partying one night, and they met each other and decided to go on a date, and then they fell in love and got married, and they moved to Jacksonville, Florida for a little while, where we have some family that lives still, and then they decided to move back to Iowa when they wanted to start their family and be near Grandma Lawson's family and Grandpa Lawson's family so they could you know, kind of settle down and start their family. So that's how they end up back in Waterloo, and then they had me. And then they had Uncle Mike in 1982.
Do you know, I've always wondered what color hair Grandpa Lawson has.
His hair was brown. When he was a little boy, I think he had blonde hair, but his hair was brown, and then he was bald, like me.
And let me guess, he grew the same hair, but he shaved it and glued it all over his face, just like you.
Just like me? No, mine grows out of my face. Grandpa Austin had a pretty good beard, too, though, when he was younger. And then he kind of shaved in his older years and grew a goatee as he was getting older and older. But yeah.
Oh, did he ever lend you some money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how you met Mom.
How we met Mom?
Yeah.
I was out with my friends. Partying and drinking in a bar, being a young man, and looking for pretty girls. And Mom was there with her friends after some concert they went to, and she looked awful pretty to me, so I said, I gotta go talk to this girl. So I went up there and asked her to dance, and then we went out and had some breakfast, and then we decided that we might like each other and we should go on a date. So the next week I took her on a date, went out to a fancy dinner, and then, yeah, after that, we just kind of started, we decided we liked each other, and then we started going together, and we fell in love and got married.
Oh, what I was thinking.
And that was 20 years ago, a long time ago.
What I was thinking, me, myself, yes, right here, what I was thinking is you guys were at a bar, you were with your friend, and she was with her friend, and you bet you're...
That's not really a story that you would tell on your thing, okay? That's a good story, but that's a family story. We don't need to talk to.
I was going to say the same thing, what you said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a good story, though.
Some different words.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Good interview.
All right. Thanks, Dad. Bye.
You're welcome.